Hello, welcome to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly black hottie. Now, welcome back. Now, we're going to start off with a small shout out. And I just want to give a small shout out to all the spaces out there, like all the Facebook groups, all the group chats, all the telegrams, all those things that bring people together and have a space for people to really express themselves or talk about their interests or just give advice, you know, on some Clubhouse shit, basically. I know I'm in some Facebook groups. Like, I have one for plants. I have one for photography, another one. I think I'm in two photography groups. Then I'm in, like, YouTube support groups because I used to post YouTube videos. But, you know, I gotta get back on my shit. You know, I'm trying to improve my editing and whatnot. But yeah, so shout out to all those groups as well, providing these spaces, as well as, you know, since things are opening back up and people are allowing more, you know, more people to come to their locations and stuff, you know, shout out to those places out there. You know, I need to start back finding time, get back to myself and go out and do things that I was doing like pre-pandemic, like going to art galleries and volunteering, you know, I miss those things. Like, that's me. So let's get into the topic. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about breaking up with friends. Ooh, child. Oh, it's worse than any it's worse than any relationship. Like, it hurts so much. Like, you literally go through the five stages of grief because you're like, you're grieving a friendship. Like, I have to let this person go. And it is so, so hard. It does hurt more than a relationship because friends are like platonic friendships. It's just something different. So there's many reasons why friendships end. One of them will be your friend joining an MLM, you know, multi-level marketing. And they're just constantly like, every time you talk to them, they want you to buy this, they want you to buy, especially if it's one of those like workout MLMs. Oh my goodness. Like, hey, let's try this, let's try that. And it's like, bro, you need to relax. I know one person's friend started to become closer to me because she wanted to sell me those things that you put on your stomach. I think it was called It Works. And it's like these little wraps you put on your stomach and then you know. And I'm like, bro, I'm thinking you actually like fucks with the kid, but no, like you want to try to sell me something. And it's like, damn, you know. So that's one thing that'll make me like keep my distance from, or sometimes for some people, end their friendships because it's like, bro, every time I talk to you, you're trying to sell me something. Like, I mean, I can support you, but it's like, dang, you ain't got nothing else to talk about. So it brings out a different side of people when they join MLMs. Another reason could be y'all outgrew each other. I had a friendship that I recently ended, and it's been something. I think I went through all the stages over the years before I finally came to acceptance. Like, yeah, I can't be friends with this person no more. Me and this person, we just can't be friends. And you just outgrew people. Like, you're just like, oh my gosh, like, this is the end. Like, you know, you can't, you know, just certain things that your friend do, you just can't participate no more because you're a different person. Now, with me ending my friendship, I think it's the reason why I wanted to record this episode because this shit is hard. And as a millennial black woman, and as you get older, because I'm 26, so I'm getting closer to my 30s. And I know people say like your 30s is, you know, it's just your 20s with money, and that your 30s, you're more like, okay, I understand this, I understand that, I know how this goes, how that goes. You kind of know who you are and kind of know where you want to be at because you've done experience everything. So with me ending one of my friendships, there were so many red flags in the friendship that I ignored. And, you know, me and her brag about, oh, how we've been friends for this amount of years. But you know how You know how with romantic relationships, you know, people, they be together and then they break up and then they get back together and they be like, oh, we've been together for 20 years, even though 17 of those years, y'all wasn't, you know, y'all on and off, y'all wasn't together, whatever. But no, with this platonic friendship, it was just like, it was just so much falling out. And there was not much, like, really talking about what happened, really. And there was no real face-to-face talking about what happened and talking about how we can move forward and stuff. It was just always, I'm sorry, let's be friends again. And it was just like, there was things that were bothering me, and I wanted to talk to this person about those things that are bothering me, but they kept ignoring me. They kept disappearing on me, letting a few days pass, and then coming back thinking everything is okay. And it was just, there was no respect. And I could have ended the friendship where it was at, but 3 years later, like, the person reached out to me, and I think I was in a vulnerable space, and this person started having kids, so they reached out to me and stuff, and it made me feel some type of way, because I was like, dang, it took you having, like, how come you want to hit me up now that you have kids? Now, well, how come you want to be my friend again just because you have kids? But when you had no kids and I had a child, you didn't want to fuck with me. Even though when my daughter was younger, I was still able to enjoy myself as a 20-year-old because I had family and friends that watched her and daycare, of course. So it was just like, So reconnecting with this person, oh, child, it was just so much. And I felt like she came back into my life to dump all her problems on me. So I didn't like that as well, because I'm not no therapist. I'll listen to you or whatnot, but something as very, very deep that can kind of traumatize me as well, that's something you got to talk to a therapist about. So then when I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, like, trying to talk to her and stuff, she's like, oh, I'm moving forward, I'm moving past that. Yeah, because you done transferred all that energy into me. So now you're feeling better, and I'm feeling like shit about a situation that I've never been in, I've never been through. And so from there, even earlier in the friendship, there was many red flags, and she kind of blamed it on us being young and whatnot. But I'm like, bro, you said some really hurtful stuff. You didn't stand up for me. You didn't really have my back. And then, it was one situation where it was this guy I was talking to. Now, I don't let no man come between me and my friends, never. But after that moment, I didn't talk to him at all. But it was this man, well, it was this guy. And me and my friend, and like him and his friend, like, we were in a public place or whatever. So, like, we're all just talking amongst each other or whatever. And then he was talking about, oh, light-skinned women this, light-skinned women that. And me, my friend is light, and I'm darker. So he was like, light-skinned women this, light-skinned women that. Light-skinned women are wifeys and whatever, blah, blah, blah. He grabs on my friend, like, he grabs her by her waist, and he's talking about how light-skinned women are wifey, and be like, look at her, like, basically, you know, like, showing her off like a prize poodle. So he was just like this, and she's all flirty, chi-chi-chi, you know, hugged up with this guy that I'm talking to. So, of course, I stopped talking to him. But in that moment, I didn't say nothing. I didn't be like, oh, that, like, I think so many dark-skinned women can relate about, you know, experiencing colorism and not saying anything or just pushing it into the back of their mind. I experienced colorism in my face, and I did not do anything about it. But, you know, we learn from those situations. So I just pushed that in the back of my mind. And I was upset with her, because I'm like, shorty, like, you know, you up there giggling, because it's always the people who benefit who don't say anything. And I try not to bring, say, like, oh, colorism this, colorism that. But when somebody's like, oh, light skin, it's colorism, saying, oh, you know, saying all those things, that's just straight colorism. And the fact that she didn't say anything, and she sat up there and was like, enjoy the intention, I was just like, because in other situations, like I said, I try not to bring colorism unless it's like straight up, oh, but there's other ways colorism goes down, and without people saying light skin or dark skin, because me and her used to, like, we used to used to be two peas in a pod. It will do, we'll literally do the same thing. But I would face more backlash and more drama than she would, even though we're doing the same thing. And she was actually doing shit worse. So, but that was just a general and whatever. So, it was just, there was so much red flags and so much internalized. And, you know, it was just, it started to become awkward. I started to feel like the backup friend, like the friend that you hit up to make stuff cheaper if y'all are going out or whatever. I started to feel like that because it was always an excuse when it came to us hanging out. But you'll hang out with other people and, you know, drive all the way to a whole nother state. But, you know, linking up with me, who was like in Atlanta, it was just a lot. So I just like, I hate that this friendship had to be an example of, you know, how my future friendship should be. But, you know, things happen. And it's like, because, you know, kids are involved. You know, our kids met or whatever. But the friendship was an example of, you know, how you should communicate and how you should have uncomfortable conversations and stuff. And not everything is going to be good 100% of the time. I remember she was talking about one of her other friends. She was like, oh, everything's always good. We never argue. We never do X, Y, and Z. But then they're no longer friends anymore. So conflict is normal in friendships. And it's not going to be good. Because if it's good, that means something is being ignored. But now I know, you know, got to communicate with friends, got to talk stuff out, have uncomfortable conversations, have to understand where they're coming from, have to respect their boundaries, respect their time, and respect them as a person. And just, to be honest, just be honest with people. Like, beating around the bush is just going to create more problems. And I like friendships and stuff. I know people say the friends you meet in college are going to be like your friends forever and whatnot. And when I did eventually go to college, I didn't really meet people in my school, but I did, like, during my college years, I did meet people. You know, I'm constantly meeting new people, so it's not like oh my gosh, I have to hold. And I think I was holding on to this person as a friend because I wouldn't say I didn't know how to, like, have friendships. But I was a shy person. So, like, hanging, like, trying to find new friends and whatnot. So, it was just so much holding on and stuff. But you got to know your worth in friendships as well. Like, not just relationships, but just in friendships as well. Is holding on. So, from there, I want to talk about girl code. Yes, talk about girl code real quick. Because there's been drama surrounding that and people saying, oh, we're friends, and people like, oh, well, they probably wasn't really friends like that, they're probably just associates and stuff. I don't know what girl code when it comes to my friends or anybody I associate with, it's the same. Like, you respect them, you know, you don't try to embarrass them when y'all are around Amon or y'all are just around other people. Don't try to put your friend's business out there, try to be funny and shit. Don't try to use your friend as a punchline. Don't try to talk about your friend's situations. You know, don't try to get at your friend's man. Okay. Me and my friends, we don't have the same type. So it will be very, very rare to come across the same guys as them. And then also, I mean, Georgia is small, but it ain't that small, okay? It ain't that small. Like, me, I'm an explorer, so, like, it's hard for me to just talk to guys just in my city, just in my county, just in the metro area and stuff. I like to explore. Like, I talk to a guy here, talk to a guy there, whatever. Talk to a guy in New York, talk to a guy in Florida, Texas, or whatnot. So, you know, I like to explore outside of just friend groups. But yeah, but that's mostly when it comes to girl code, that's mostly what people focus on is, oh, you know, don't try to talk to my ex. Don't try to get at my man. Don't try to talk to a guy that I used to talk to. And I think most people, they be getting stuck at the, oh, don't try to talk to a guy that I used to talk to. Even if I ain't had sex with him, even if I ain't you know, kiss him or touch him, another, even if we only talk for like 2 weeks, like, don't try to get at him. And, you know, that does come off very possessive and stuff. But hey, if that's how they feel, that's how they feel, though. But men are messier than, men are messy. Men are messy with, when they're messy. Like, even if a guy, like, even if you just message a guy back, like, he'll go and be like, oh yeah, your friend tried to fuck on me. You know, she was begging for the D and stuff. Even if you just go out on one date with an old flame of your friend. Men are messy. They'll be like, oh yeah, that's what your friend tried to fuck with me and stuff. I'd rather fuck with your friend, blah, blah, blah. You know, they'll try to use that. So even if you don't do nothing at all, like, just stay away. Men are messy, all right? And plus, you know, even though we're grown, you know, some women, they just be like, they don't like that sneaky shit at all. They don't like that sneaky shit. Mm-mm, don't do that. When it comes to friendships and, like, rekindling friendships, like, getting back cool with people, you have to really factor in so much stuff because, especially if you have children. Now, I've had I've had family members fall out with people and get back cool, and it's kind of awkward because it's like, okay, you know, I haven't seen you in years, you know, there's so much catching up to do, and it's just awkward in general because you and this person are trying to rekindle a friendship, so everybody around you are like, okay, what's going on? Especially if you talked about this person to, like, your family members and your other friends and stuff. So people are like, okay, what's going on? Is this going to last? Are y'all going to fall back out again? You know, it's just so much question. Especially if children are involved. Now, I've had situations where my parents fell out with, you know, my friend's other parents. And I didn't see them for years. And then when the parents got back cool with each other and we all came around each other, it was so awkward because our lives have changed so much. And it's kind of like I said, it's just that awkwardness because it's like, hey, like, we know each other, but we kind of don't know each other anymore. So it's like, you know, just things like that. And you just got to be cautious, okay? You got to be cautious when you rekindle friendship. You got to really make sure you talk stuff out and see where it goes. It's all about boundaries at the end of the day. Be like, hey, this, that. And you got to let people know, like, hey, I'm a different person now. I'm not the person that I was when me and you were cool hanging out, you know, acting a fool. I'm a different person now. I've been to therapy and shit. My life is different, you know. Have a lot to risk now. And that's just it. Okay, so we're going to end the episode with an outside tune. All right. I'm in all my episodes with an outside tune, something to play in your car, something while you get ready. Because, you know, the weather is nice. They say it's going to be like, what, 100 degrees this coming weeks. My tan is going to be looking real nice. I'm going to be nice and chocolatey, all even. Because I've been pale. I've been in the house. I need the vitamin D. I need the sun rays, okay? I need to get connected with the earth. But the outside tune for this week is Pine and Ginger. Now, I was listening to a playlist on Spotify, and they played this song, and I was like, ooh, this is nice. Mom, if you wine, find a thing, I'm gonna play it at. And mop the rum and all the sorrow. And mom, if you drink away in sorrow, guess I'm gonna care about tomorrow. So it's Pine and Ginger by Amidi. I hope I'm saying that right. And it also has other people featured on the song. It's a nice island tune, something to play at your backyard party, your barbecues, you know, when you're just hanging out, kicking back, you know, you're driving on your way to the function, on the way to the pool, to the park, something to listen to while you're doing yoga, while you're working out. It's very nice. It's just, it's chill. I really like that song. So thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. You can check me out on Facebook at The Country Caribbean Podcast. Instagram, Country Caribbean. I do have Waste Wednesday where I post a video any type of video of somebody whining, dancing, you know, to throw in the waist. And I'm also going to be having Tasty Tuesdays where I share different type of foods. And then tune in for Mood Monday. You know, just something to start your week. Trying to have a little something. So Instagram, Country Caribbean, Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast. You can check me out on Twitter, _ALYNNB. And thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you in the next episode.